I don't remember.
Smear case?
Yeah, now you forget
that. Time?
Yeah, now that come back to me. I hadn't heard that in years and years. Called a smear case. Yes, sir, I remember that. But I hadn't thought of it in years.
And when your wife takes apples and cooks them in a deep dish and puts a crust on it? Is there any special word for that?
Do you mean cook them with a hide on?
Well, sort of a pie, but instead of a small shallow pan, it's a deep pan.
Like cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, those apples we had at noon, you know, they're just fine as they could be. Those, she's cleaned them right good and cooked them with a hollow peeling and all, and they make them awful good. Yeah.
It was a tender peeling.
Yes, they were.
Did you ever pour anything on your cobbler or on a pudding?
Yeah, we pour cream on that.
Uh-huh. How about a pudding?
Well, we do pudding, too. We put cream on it.
Does your wife ever make anything special for that?
No, I don't.
Maybe with eggs and sugar?
No,
and
I don't think so. She always just makes a pudding or cobbler, and then we use cream then on that.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you had anything like sauce or...
No, we don't. We never did.
If you eat food between meals, what do you call it?
We call that a snack.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, a snack.
And you offered me a drink a while back. What were you going to offer me?
You mean a drink of tea or pop or something?
No, from the well, probably.
It was a drink of water.
Now, what would you offer it to me in?
Oh, it would be a glass.
Did they ever call those tumblers when you were
young? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Did you have a special one called a goblet, or was
it? Yeah, the gobblers. We called them gobblers.
Gobblers, huh?
Yeah.
That was
a big old outfit with a ring around down the bottom here, and a good place for set it on, but it'd be just solid round glass under the, yes.
Well, they were kind of pretty, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they were. They don't use them much anymore, but them used to be called gobblers, goblets, or one or the other. Gobblers, I believe, goblets.
Let's see, if someone offered you food and you were full, what would you tell him?
Tell him I was just about to pop or something. Couldn't take it.
What did you do when you came out here? You stood up in front of that chair and then you did what?
Sit down.
And let's see, food that you've eaten and had some left over and then it's served the next meal, it's called what?
Leftovers.
Maybe I said that wrong. It's warmed over?
Yeah, warmed over or left over, either one. Sometimes my wife sometimes has a plum good supper. Maybe she cooked a good dinner and said this here would be leftovers now or warmed over supper.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
And with children, you often, when they're eating, the first thing you tell them is don't just swallow that. Put it in your mouth and do what to it when they've got a few teeth.
Water it around till they can get it so they can swallow it or something of that kind?
Yeah. Would you tell them to chew?
Oh, I don't know. It wouldn't be much use, would they?
Yeah, it's not much use with mine. I think they just put it in their mouth and boop, down it goes. Did your mother ever put cornmeal in water and boil it? Eat that in the morning.
Yeah. And you're talking about then call that a cereal.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes.
What would you call that then?
Call it a cereal that we'd have for breakfast, you
Did
know.
Did you just call it mush, too?
Well, now, mush, you're talking about mush. We sometimes, my wife makes that once in a while now of a night. She make some mush, and we enjoy it very much with some good sweet milk, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we do enjoy it very much.
That's good fried, too.
Oh, yes. I like to have enough left over so she can fry some of it for breakfast. I enjoy that awful well.
Yeah. You ever put it in a can?
No.
At night, make your mush and then put it in a tin can. And in the morning, when you're ready to slice it, cut the bottom out of the can and you can just push the bottom.
Yeah.
Put your knife right on top of the can and get the nicest slice.
Yeah, I never done that, but that'd work.
It's slick.
Yeah.
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 And there's no mess, no fuss.